on the History DM. Thanks for bringing us in, Cameron. Today we are going to be talking about a student's project called Walking Dead Over a Barrel. And that student is here with us today. Go ahead, Chris. Thank you for giving me a whole day on just my project. It's nothing. You deserve it for what you are doing to try to make a difference. The Walking Dead Over a Barrel project is all about saving the Werani tribe. Why should we save the Werani tribe? I hear that they kill babies and old people. The Werani people only kill babies or the elderly, because they are unwanted. Otherwise, they normally don't kill people. What about the missionaries from Texas? They went down to visit the Werani tribe and spread the religion of Christianity. The Werani tribe didn't want to know about any other religion. All they wanted to know about was them and their religion. Okay, enough questions. Chris, tell us about your project. I did a PowerPoint on the tribe, and I presented it at school. It tells you about how Chevron might go into the Amazonian rainforest, where the Werani tribe lives, to drill for oil. Why don't you tell us about your PowerPoint, and also if you want to see his PowerPoint, you can go on our website or even look it up on your phone. Okay, here I go about my PowerPoint. Fun fact, Gilda the Werani people can also be called Herani, Huayodani, and Waus. The Werani people have lived in the Amazonian region of Ecuador since the prehistoric period. They should not have to leave their land due to the fact that they have been occupying the land for thousands of years. The Werani tribe is facing terrible outcomes from the Ecuadorian government. The Ecuadorian president, Rafael Correa, has decided that on November 28, 2013, oil drilling will begin in Yasuni National Park. The Werani tribe will lose their land when this happens. An example of a situation like this is the early American explorers and the Native Americans. The Native Americans had been living in the Americas for thousands of years. When the explorers came and took their land and killed most of them with disease. Don't these two situations sound similar? The exploration for oil in the Werani territory in the early 1940s, the oil companies soon ran into large problems with the Werani people due to their hostility and violence. 12 Shell employees were speared by the Werani people by 1949. It took over a decade until peaceful contact with the Werani people was made. Nate Saint found a way to deliver gifts to the Werani tribe. He would tie a canvas bucket to the end of a very long rope, put gifts in it. Then he would fly his plane in a circle above the Werani village. This process allowed the Werani people to take the gifts out safely. The gift drops continued for weeks. On November 12, 1955, the Werani people returned a headband as a gift. Nate Saint, Jim Elliott, Pete Fleming, Ed McCulley, and Roger Udirian took the gift as an invitation and started to plan a contact expedition. They decided to land their small plane on a sandbar called Palm Beach by the River Curare, which was only 4 miles from the Werani village. The five missionaries camped out on the sandbar and waited for members of the Werani tribe to come see them. On January 6, 1956, 3 days after they arrived at Palm Beach, three Werani came to see the missionaries. The Werani stayed for a day, then they went back to their village. One of the Werani, named Nangiwe, lied to the rest of the Werani tribe about how the missionaries had tried to kill them. As a result of Nangiwe lying to the other members of the Werani tribe, five men went down to the sandbar where the plane had landed and speared the missionaries. We're going to give Chris a little break and bring in our contestant of the day. The contestant for the day is a girl from Chris's school who doesn't want to be named. Are you ready, mystery girl?
Yes.
I'm ready for the questions of the day, okay? Well, Nolan is in the other room and we'll have to try to answer them after your turn to see who wins a trip to Ecuador. I'm just kidding, to see who wins $100. You have 60 seconds. Ready, start. Question 1. Where do the Guarani tribe live and when? They live in Ecuador and they live there now. Question 2. How many missionaries were killed there? Ooh. For question 3. Do they kill babies and old people? Yes. Question 4. Which company is going to drill oil? Chevron. Question 5. What is one of the other names for the Guarani tribe? Ooh, the Wow's way to go, Trinity. Now we are going to bring Nolan out to see who is smarter and wins $100. I'm way ready to start. Hit me with the questions, okay? Question 1. Where do the Guarani tribe win and when? Ecuador and 100,000 years ago. Question 2. How many missionaries were killed there? 6. Question 3. Do they kill babies and old people? Yes. Question 4. Which company is going to drill oil? QT. Question 5. What is one of the other names for the Guarani tribe? The Wows. I believe we have an obvious winner. Oh yeah. I won. Woohoo, no Nolan. You only got 2 correct. Mystery girl got 4 correct. Stinking Trinity, that's right. No longer a mystery. I won $100. And thanks for having me on the show. Come play a game. No, don't. Now it's time to go through the rest of the PowerPoint. The Guarani live a very traditional lifestyle. The diet of the Guarani consists heavily of monkey meat and that of birds. The Guarani live in large huts made of palm leaves and trunks. They have no social divisions. Men, women, and children are all socially equal. The Guarani seem to live a common traditional lifestyle. Other natives in many ways. Last I cited some sources. And that's it. The end. Thanks for coming and talking to us today, Chris. We really enjoyed having you here. Yeah. But really thank you to you guys for letting me be on the radio. And now to wait, can I take us?
Go.
Out, go ahead. Now to the end of the day special. The theme song of the week.